I'm a Republican voting for Mitt Romney. Female rapper Nicki Minaj made headlines with this ode to presidential hopeful Mitt Romney. Celebrity endorsements like hers certainly attract media attention, but do they actually have an impact on the election or voter turnout? Experts say probably not. I'm Nicole Allegro, WRPR News.
Celebrity endorsements probably generate a lot more flame than heat.
That's Ramapo political science professor Jeremy Tigan, who suggests that celebrities who speak out about their political views, like little-known funny woman Sarah Silverman, just attract the media, not voters.
If Barack Obama doesn't become the next president of the United States, I'm going to blame the Jews.
Silverman makes comedic YouTube videos on hot-button issues, but Tigan said these types of endorsements rarely carry any weight in an election.
Somebody who's sort of B-list or C-list that makes a splash for two elections in a row now but doesn't move a lot of dollars around is Sarah Silverman.
Of course, it is widely accepted that high-profile donors to political campaigns can help the election effort. Chris Gabbett of the Ramapo College Republicans agreed.
Any celebrity endorsement on the spectrum, do you think they have any role in the election?
I think the monetary ones certainly do. I mean, like when Beyonce and Jay-Z helped Obama raise $4 million, that's a lot of money.
I asked another political science professor at the college, Michael Unger, if celebrity endorsements offered presidential candidates additional benefits, aside from six-figure donations.
So I wanted to ask if there's any other benefits where a celebrity saying, I support this candidate, would help them in their campaign or would help them along the way.
Perhaps it may focus attention of particular people on particular issues. But in the grand scheme of things, again, you're going to see more limited effects.
So, if celebrity endorsements don't sway the election, are Americans really listening, or should they be? Gabbett is not so sure.
You get a lot of these people who are voting with their information barrel half-cocked, and that can be very dangerous when the most recent soundbite they heard gives them their idea of who they vote for.
On any given day, Ramapo College is bustling with students. But until election day, one can only speculate what, if anything, will motivate these students to vote. I'm Nicole Allegro, WRPR News.